welcome back to a program we call Speak My Word, where we go through the Word of God together, the King James Bible in English. Accept no substitute. Father Yehovah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you for this opportunity. Speak your word today. We invite the Holy Spirit to come and unlock the word for us. Holy Spirit of God, in Jesus' name, teach us your word. Teach us like you did the Apostle Paul on the backside of the desert when he was over in Arabia for 3 years. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Bless those that have come out to hear your word. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all of us today, over President Trump, God. We ask that you would go before him and be his defense. Father God, and loose the angels to provide protection for him and also RFK Jr. We ask, God, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine art the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, again pleading the blood of Jesus over us all today. God, guide and direct our steps. Let us not be deceived. Help us, Lord, to endure to the end. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 9. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of Jehovah and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire, which he was pleased to do, that Jehovah appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And Jehovah said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built, to put my name there forever. And mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. But if ye shall at all turn from following me, ye or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. And at this house which is high, every one that passeth by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss, and they shall say, why hath Jehovah done this unto this land and unto this house? And they shall answer, because they forsook Jehovah their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods, and have worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath Jehovah brought upon them all this evil. Thank you. verse 10, "And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of Jehovah and the king's house." Now Hiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees and with gold, according to all his desire. That then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him. And they pleased him not. And he said, "What cities are these that thou hast given me, my brother?" And he called them the land of Kabul unto this day. And Hiram sent to the king 60 talents of gold. And this is the reason for the levy which Solomon raised, for to build the house of Jehovah and his own house, and Millo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Megiddo, and Gezer. For Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gezer and burnt it with fire, and slain the Canaanites that dwelt in the city, and given it for a present unto his daughter Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Gezer, and Beth-horon the nether, and Baalath, and Tadmor in the wilderness in the land, and all the cities of store that Solomon had, and cities for his chariots, and cities for his horsemen, and that which Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem and in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion. And all the people that were left of the Amorites, the Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, which were not of the children of Israel, their children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel also were not able utterly to destroy, upon these did Solomon levy a tribute of bond service unto this day. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no bondmen, but they were men of war, and his servants, and his princes, and his captains, and his rulers of his chariots, and his horsemen. These were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bare rule over the people that wrought in the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David unto her house which Solomon had built for her. Then did he build Millo. And three times in a year did Solomon offer burnt offerings and peace offerings upon the altar which he built unto Jehovah. And he burned incense upon the altar that was before Jehovah. So he finished the house. And King Solomon made a navy of ships in Ezion-Geber, which is beside Eloth, on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent in the navy, his servants, shipmen that had knowledge of the sea, and the servants of Solomon, with the servants of Solomon. And they came to Ophir, and fetched from thence gold, 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon. We're reading from 1 Kings, that's chapter 9. And we're going to continue here in just a moment with some more. Thank you.
ata ote or kasalma note shamayim kaliya akare bamayim aliyotav asamavim rechuvo amehalech hakanfei ruach ose malachav ruchot mesharetah ve'esh loret yasad eretz al mechoneh baltimot olam va'ed.
First Kings chapter 10. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of Jehovah, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices, and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up unto the house of Jehovah, there was no more spirit in her. She said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be Jehovah thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because Jehovah loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king, to do judgment and justice." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the navy also of Hiram, that brought gold from Ophir, brought in from Ophir great plenty of almug trees and precious stones. And the king made of the almug trees pillars for the house of Jehovah, for the king's house, harps also and psalteries for singers. There came no such almug trees nor were seen unto this day. And King Solomon gave unto the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her country, she and her servants. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold. Beside that, he had of the merchantmen and of the traffic of the spice merchants and of all the kings of Arabia, and of the governors of the country. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. 600 shekels of gold went to one target. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold. 3 pounds of gold went to one shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with the best gold. The throne had 6 steps. The top of the throne was round about, and there were staves on either side of the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the staves, and 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other side upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold. And all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was nothing accounted of in the days of Solomon. For the king had a sea, a navy, Tarshish, with the navy of Hiram. Once in 3 years came the navy of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory, and apes, and peacocks. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver, and vessels of gold, and garments, and armor, and spices, horses, and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots, 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the cities for chariots with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars made he to be as the sycamore trees that are in the valley for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt, and linen yarn. The king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price. And a chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150. And so for all the kings of the Hittites and for the kings of Syria did they bring them out by their means. Chapter 11. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which Jehovah said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with Jehovah his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of Jehovah, and went not fully after Jehovah, as did David his father. In other words, he did not sell out to the Lord Jesus Christ. Then did Solomon build a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrifice unto their gods. I have people in my neighborhood every day who burn incense and sacrifice unto their gods. This continues on today in various parts of the world. And in America. And Jehovah was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from Jehovah God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. But he kept not that which Jehovah commanded. Wherefore Jehovah said unto Solomon, for as much as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded thee. I will surely rend the kingdom from thee, and I will give it to thy servant. Notwithstanding in thy days, I will not do it for David thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. Howbeit, I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to thy son for David my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake which I have chosen. And Jehovah standeth up, stirred up an adversary unto Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was of the king's seed in Edom. For it came to pass when David was in Edom, and Joab the captain of the host was gone up to bury the slain, after he had smitten every male in Edom. For 6 months did Joab remain there with all Israel, until he had cut off every male in Edom. That Hadad fled, he and certain Edomites of his father's servants, with him to go into Egypt, Hadad being yet a little child. And they arose out of Midian, came to Paran, and they took men with them out of Paran, and they came to Egypt, unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, which gave him a house, and appointed him victuals, and gave him land. And Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him to wife the sister of his own wife, the sister of Tahpenes, the queen. And the sister of Tahpenes bare him Genobath, his son, whom Tahpenes weaned in Pharaoh's house. And Genobath was in Pharaoh's household among the sons of Pharaoh. And when Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, and that Joab the captain of the host was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me depart, that I may go to my own country." Then Pharaoh said to him, "But what hast thou lacked with me, that, behold, thou seekest to go to thine own country?" And he answered nothing. "Howbeit, let me go in any wise." And God stirred him up another adversary. Rezin, the son of Eliada, which fled from his lord Hadadezer, king of Zobah. And he gathered men unto him, and became captain over a band, which David slew them of Zobah. And they went to Damascus and dwelt therein, and reigned in Damascus. And he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, beside the mischief that Hadad did. And he abhorred Israel, and reigned over Syria. And Jeroboam the son of Nebat, an Ephrathite of Zeretah, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow woman, even he lifted up his hand against King Solomon. And this was the cause that he lifted up his hand against the king. Solomon built Milo, and repaired the breaches of the city of David his father. And the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor, and Solomon, seeing the young man that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. And it came to pass at the time when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah the Shilonite found him in the way, and he had clad himself with a new garment, and they two were alone in the field. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him, and rent it in 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, "Take thee 10 pieces. For thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and we will give 10 tribes to thee. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, because that they have forsaken me, and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in mine eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince, all the days of his life for David, my servant's sake, whom I chose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it unto thee, even 10 tribes. And unto his son will I give 1 tribe, that David my servant may have a light always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen to put me to put my name there. And I will take thee, and thou shalt reign according to all that thy soul desires, and shalt be king over Israel. And it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and will walk in my ways, and do that which is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, that I will be with thee and build thee a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel unto thee. And I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not forever. Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam. And Jeroboam arose and fled into Egypt unto Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. And the rest of the acts of Solomon and all that he did, and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the acts of Solomon? For the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David his father. And Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his stead. I want to stop there, and we got up 1 Kings 11. We did 9, 10, and 11.
Shekinah all around you, adoring angels praise you. Before your throne, and I see glory, glory in the highest, and an emerald rainbow round the throne of God, and a crystal your presence with your love and healing for all the nations. Eyes are liquid flame of love, the holy lamp shines bright, the banner billion angels above. And I lift my praise to him, and I will shout for joy, for I have seen his glory, his glory, his glory. My prayer is for all. God's praises, to worship and to see God's glory. Come on and lift your hands high, like Michael in the sky, and bow down before his holy presence. And if you really listen, you'll hear his angels song.
Welcome aboard, everybody, if you're just joining us tonight for the Omega Man Radio Marathon. Soon to go into our 14th year. We're about 2 months out now from season 14. And we will probably be at episode 11,000 in the next couple months, probably maybe by our 14th year anniversary. So I want to thank all of you who have helped me get that far. Could not have done it without your help. Those who have supported this program over the years, thank you very much. You have fueled these episodes, and we are sharing something great. I really believe that. Of course, apart from Jesus, none of us can do anything, so we give him ultimate praise. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to get this far. Well, we will go as far as we can. And we're launching a new schedule. If you have not heard my announcement yet, Saturdays we're going to do Saturday night deliverance. We'll dedicate Saturday night to taking phone calls, those like call in for prayer, deliverance. Got a question or comment, love to hear from you. And I'm hoping to have each week a special guest with us to take those calls. So to kick this thing off, tomorrow we're going to be on with Brother Lou Young. Pastor Lou Young, White Horse Outreach, will join me taking those calls. And then the following week I'm going to have Evangelist Victor Mravlag. And each week we're going to come back and do a Saturday night deliverance program. That's my goal here. Okay, coming up here in about 5 minutes, we're going to welcome Evangelist Brian Melvin. Then we've got a show coming up later with Dr. Hansen, and then we're going to finish it off with Lena Adamalechi and Mark Shine later in the evening at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific. Apologize for the chorus of dogs outside yelping. That's what happens when you live in a duplex and your neighbors have barking dogs. Mine bark too, though. Not the Bazinga. He doesn't bark, but the dog that became his wife, dog wife, she barks sometimes. Not too bad, though. But this is, I think, the neighbors. They're just yelpers. Okay. Before I forget, I'm going to be uploading a couple more episodes from Reloaded, the Vault broadcast. Tonight, I've put up about 10 so far this week. I'm going to put another 4 up there tonight. One of them is with the late Denise Matthews, a.k.a. Vanity, who was with Prince for a long time. And we did several broadcasts with her. Thankful that we had that opportunity. I'll be putting that up tonight and some deliverance shows. And you can catch these in the archives. Just go to omegaman.podbean.com or go to omegamanradio.com. It'll take you there. And there's many sites that mirror that and will pick up the feed. So help yourself to these. We will eventually get the whole vault uploaded for you. That is in the process. It's been a long process, but we'll get it done eventually. Don't worry. In the meantime, I'm going to keep remastering these and putting them up there for you each week. Shouts out to Freddie, Jens, and others that may be tuning in tonight. God bless all of you. Okay, what I'm going to do is let's set up for our next show. Let me go ahead and save this. We're going to reset MixLR and get Brian Melvin back here. Stand by.